Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And why do I get for my pain? Trade desire. And I.
Guys, what's up? Another Saturday night with me, McCorley Matthew, your host tonight. I'm Mac, and my co-host on the other line, Willie Boy, William Ramon. Willie Boy, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's up? I'm Mac.
Good, man.
I'm Mac's back.
I'm Mac is back. That's right. Mac Madness continues for the month of March. Last week I had to take a break. Because last week we hung out. We went to the legendary Hooters restaurant in Manhattan. and we had some good chicken wings, and we had a good view of some good-looking girls there. Right, Willie?
Oh, yeah. Good times.
You still sound horny, man. What's going on with that?
What?
Yeah, we
that was a good time.
We stopped by Hooters for some chicken wings and some good-looking girls, and we didn't leave Hooters disappointed, I'll tell you that. If you haven't been to Hooters before, I mean, when you get in there, there's just a bunch of girls in white tank tops and orange running shorts running around the place. You know, they're waitresses, you know, but they're serving tables, chicken wings, and other stuff that they have over there in that restaurant. And the girls there were amazing, man.
Yeah, it was like the Justice League with only babes.
Yeah. There was this one girl that you were fascinated by. You said, like, every time she she ran down the stairs, her hair flew in the air like Wonder Woman, almost.
Yeah.
You were fascinated with her throughout the whole night. I thought that was interesting. But there was this one good-looking girl that was serving our table. Her name was Becca.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a shout-out to her because she was good-looking. She was very good-looking. And she said she was from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Which is a city that we aren't really a big fans of these days. Because my Yankees beat the Phillies in the World Series last year. And the Phillies beat the Mets for the division title every year. So we're both big fans of Phillies.
Since 06.
Yeah, since 06.
And that's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying every year.
And not every year. Since 06.
Every year since 06.
Yeah, correct.
But,
I mean, sorry. Of course, just like the Yankees. Multiple-time world champion in this city. So, got to give Mets props, you know, for the history, not these last 3 years. But.
Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, now, but back to Hooters. Yeah, man, there were some good chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, the chicken was kind of spicy, but, it wasn't that bad. What did you like better, the boobs or the chicken wings?
I'll let you answer that question. What do you think? But both were good. Both were really
I like
good.
The buns.
Yep.
I like the boobs. I like the chicken. All those kind of spicy, like I said. And I'm going back there tomorrow.
Yeah, everything.
I don't know about you.
I wouldn't mind.
I might have to host a show Mac at Hooters one of these days. Never know. So, last week, the show was on a hiatus because we went to Hooters. So, we're back now, and just talking crap with you guys.
And, I even missed my day, because I went out with the producer.
Hooters?
No, with our producer.
Oh, did you go to Hooters?
No, we went to... Plaza.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe it? They don't have any movies anymore. Movie theaters in there no more.
What? They took the movie theaters out of King Plaza?
Yeah, man. I was shocked because me and her were walking around for like 20 minutes straight looking around for the movie theater. And there used to be like this Lane Bryant store, like this woman's store near it. It wasn't there either. So I'm... the producer corrected me. Joyce Leslie, another woman's store. And it used to be next to that. So we're looking. I was trying to look to see where that girl store was near it, so I could get an idea. So we were going around, and then afterwards I asked one of the ladies who were working at the place, and she was like, I asked, where's the movie theater, and she said it closed down.
Wow.
So it was like.
Wow, I didn't know that because I went there. I think the last time I went there to watch a movie was probably like 5 years ago or something.
Oh, by the way, the producer just said that was just an excuse for me to mat on the girl.
What was it?
No, the producer just said that was just an excuse for me to mat to the girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. To be honest, I don't even remember how she looked like. So I'm assuming that it wasn't to mat, guys. I guess. I don't remember exactly how she looked, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, there was two girls. Yeah, she just corrected me. There was two. Yeah, there was two girls. Yeah.
Oh.
And this was just last Sunday. This was 6 days ago.
They closed it down.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah, it was, you know, it's been around for as long as I can remember.
Wow, messed up. What movie were you guys going to see, Hot Tub Time Machine?
I guess we're going to, you know, move it, you know, see how it is, you know. What movie? I would have loved to have seen Hot Tub Time Machine or...
Man, what's that I want to see that movie so bad.
Yeah, that was another movie I wanted to see before that. I'm trying to remember. It was a comedy. Oh. Well, there are some, yeah.
Wait, which one? Which movie? Avatar?
It was that one and this other movie that I wanted to see. Yeah, I get it. I'm trying to remember the movie. It was with, man, I had the name in my head. Wait, give me a second. Let me think. The one with Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis. Pop Out.
Oh, yeah, that's another movie I want to see. Yeah.
Yeah, now that I think about it, the Time Machine, I think it came out just yesterday.
Oh, man. Yeah, I want to see Hot Tub Time Machine, Cop Out. I still want to see Avatar too, because you know that movie is supposedly the biggest movie ever.
Yeah, I would have. What you gonna call it? I would have.
Time Machine.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen either of those movies.
Yeah, and I was asking you this off the air, but if you had a Hot Tub Time Machine, what would you do with it?
Back into time.
I know, but yeah, be more specific. Where in time would you go?
Yeah, I'd go back into time. Maybe to change my past or, you know, check out maybe 70s or 80s or maybe 90s or something like that.
I think I'd probably go back in time to junior high. To seduce my Spanish teacher, Miss Veneer. Good looking back in the day, man. She's probably the hottest. No, she was the hottest teacher I've ever had. In all my 20 years of school. 20 years? No. It has to be less than 20 years. Well, I'll say maybe over 15.
Let me
school.
Think. Well, did you go to preschool?
No, I didn't. I went to kindergarten.
So that'd be 16, because that'd be the, you know, what? That would be, wait, 17, because it's for kindergarten.
Well, I started school at 5 years old, and I ended when I was...
So, yeah, that'd be 17, because kindergarten, first grade to 12th grade would be the senior year of college, I mean high school.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be 12, and then you add the one for preschool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not preschool, kindergarten, and then you add the other 4 years of college.
Okay, let's just say over 15 years of going to school. She was the hottest teacher I've ever had, and I would love to go back and have sex with her. I think she's still in that school too. So.
Really?
I don't even need a Hot Tub Time Machine. I could just go back right now if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But she might not look the same.
Maybe not.
Because it's been, I would say, over 10 years.
Yeah. So, you said this was junior high.
I'd like to go back and have sex with her.
This was junior high, you said, right?
Yeah.
So this was between 10 and 15 years ago.
Yep. This was around... It's 7th grade.
Yeah,
I was probably, 12 years old.
How old would you say she was?
Man, she was young. She was probably in her mid-20s, mid to late 20s. She was young. She was a young teacher, just starting out.
So she's in her 40s, most likely.
Hey, I'm into MILFs. Cougars. I'm into MILFs, Cougars, Pumas, GILFs, Lying, Tigers.
What was the last one you said?
I never knew all these older women. I'm into them.
What was the last one you said?
Lions and tigers.
What about bears?
Because, I mean, you know, they got all these kinds of names for these older women, you know. Cougars, MILFs, GILFs, Pumas, tigers, lioness.
Really? I mean, that's two or three.
What are you talking about?
They use those also?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just giving you, you know, they got all these names, so.
Right.
Man, I would have some unprotected sex with her. I'd go back. You know how all these students that have sex with their teachers? That's one teacher I would love to have sex with. Ms. Veneer. I wish I had that hot tub time machine, man. But if I can't get the hot tub time machine, I could always use my bathtub. I might have to get one of those flex capacitor things to put inside of it.
Have to talk to Dr. Emmett Brown.
Yeah, Back to the Future.
Yeah. So you'd have to go back to 1985 just so you could get it. And then you're going to need another time machine to go so you could go back further into the 90s. You have to go back to the future from the 80s back to the 90s in order for you to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, I love anything, any kind of device that would allow me to go back and change some things, you know.
But be careful. You might go into the future that McFly went into, which is, what was it, 2015? The future now.
Yeah, you're right.
That's like 5 years from now.
I don't mess with the past. I don't even care about the future.
But if you change the past, you change the future.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, that's right. Because if I have sex with Miss Vinny, then we might have a kid.
Exactly.
And then I could...
And then there'd be a time and space that would alter the time space continuum.
Yeah, and then I come back to the future.
And yeah.
Yeah. All right then. So I'll have protected sex with her then. Is that okay?
Okay. Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
I don't know. You'd have to ask her first. I would assume.
Yeah. I think she's still teaching in that junior high school, so. I'd love to go back.
She might be a fan of your show.
Maybe. I just need that hot tub time machine. Anyway, we're going to watch WWE Hall of Fame tonight.
All right, 11 o'clock. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, that's right after your show.
Yeah, on USA Network.
Yeah, I just forgot about that.
Yeah, this Hall of Fame class is weak.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely not like the Hulk Hogan Hall of Fame or the WrestleMania 24.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame induction.
Let's do a little WrestleMania preview for tomorrow.
Sure, why not?
Okay. What's the matches? There's
There's a 40-man Money in the Bank ladder match. I mean, yeah, that match.
That one.
It's supposedly 10 people, but it's like there's so many people you don't even remember. Can you name all 10 of the people that's in this ladder match?
Yeah, I can name some of that. Kofi Kingston.
That's one. MVP. That's
Swagger.
That's three.
MVP. The Mr. Perfect wannabe.
Dolph Ziggler.
Drew McIntyre.
That's five. And
Christian,
here's the fun. That's six right there.
CM Punk.
Right.
No, CM
Punk
is here, right?
Yeah, CM Punk's not in it.
Yeah, you're right. I can't name 10. Oh, Shelton Benjamin.
Right, Shelton, that's what? That's seven or eight? Yeah, that's
seven, I think. Mark Henry.
Mark Henry's not in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. That's why. Kane?
Yes, that's eight. Two more.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to think of the last two, because I forgot my mind right now. Oh, yeah, I remember one person.
Maddie's? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she should have been in there.
Do you realize that no woman is fighting tomorrow?
Oh, no, they are. Did you watch SmackDown?
Yeah.
They announced it's going to be a 5-on-5 tag team match.
Oh, yeah. I just forgot. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they went until SmackDown yesterday to announce that, you know, it's going to be a 5-on-5 diva match.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be whack.
Yeah.
They should have just did Vicky Guerrero versus Beth Phoenix.
You know what they should have did? They should have put they should have had a unified, women's diva title for the women's diva title.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That would have been a good one. But then again, they're friends.
Do the what?
Michelle McCool and Maryse are friends, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They should do like a over the top, like a Royal Rumble. And whoever wins, unify the titles.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, that would have been fun.
And that would have been a lot better than their Miss Wrestle. It would have been similar to their Miss Wrestle. That would have totally been like a Miss WrestleMania, because that's what they had, that Santina thing. Except it would actually mean something, because you would unify the titles. Not that anyone would really care about the women/diva titles, but that'd be more important than some match you could just see, a 5-on-5 tag team match you pretty much see every week on Raw.
Yeah. Is Santino in the Money in the Bank?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not even in this WrestleMania, is he?
No, he's not. The Heart Foundation's not in it.
Yeah.
And Crime Time's not in it. Unless if they're going to be a dark match, they're going to fight for WrestleMania. This is they're going to fight before WrestleMania. The Carlito and Primo match versus versus Miz and Morrison, they fought at WrestleMania, but it was before WrestleMania, so it doesn't count as a WrestleMania match. So those guys are going to debut this tomorrow.
Right.
Because they fought before the WrestleMania, they were on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So technically that doesn't count as a WrestleMania match.
Oh, okay. Now what are the other matches going on?
Oh, you didn't name the last two people of the 10-man Money in the Bank.
Oh yeah. I can't even think.
You want me to give you one the only one I remember?
No, let me think.
I remember one, I can't remember the last person. That's the going.
Wait, don't tell me.
I remember one person, I can't remember the other person. I remember the last one. Yes, I do. I remember now. That's the problem. There's like 10 people.
They might give up.
It's usually 8 people. Matt Hardy, and the last.
Oh person, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The last person I remember, Evan Bourne.
Evan Bourne, that's another one.
I totally forgot about Evan Bourne, which shows you he's there's a 99% chance he's not gonna win.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Realistically speaking, he has a 10% chance, like everybody else. But I think is gonna win is gonna be Christian or Drew McIntyre, because they're pushing this guy. Or I could see Jack Swagger winning. I'd like to see MVP win, but I think it's gonna be either Drew McIntyre or Christian. Yeah, I'd say about those two. I could see Jack Swagger, but I'll stick with those two. It's either Christian or Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, because they're trying to make this guy out to be like the next Shawn Michaels or whatever.
So you think Drew McIntyre is going to win the Money in the Bank?
I think it's going to be Christian, but I could see them trying to surprise people, because they're trying to push this guy to be like the next, you know.
Because doesn't the winner get a title shot at the World Heavyweight title?
What you said?
Doesn't the winner get a title shot at the World Heavyweight Champion?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Christian. I think Christian.
Now I'm thinking. Now I'm thinking it might be. It could be Christian, but then again, I could see that like Swagger getting a title shot.
Yeah, I could see Swagger too. Yeah, I could see Swagger winning it.
Yeah, so you're going with Swagger. I'm going with Swagger, and you're going with Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, what's the next match?
But you know what's the dumb thing about Drew McIntyre? He had to qualify for the Money in the Bank to be in WrestleMania. This guy is the Intercontinental Champion. This title used to be the second most important title in WWE.
And
that sucks.
This title's not even on the line. Every title should be on the line.
Yeah.
Miz should be doing two matches.
Man, screw McIntyre, man. It's not gonna help anything if you keep on talking about the guy.
What?
If you keep talking about McIntyre. I mean,
what about McIntyre?
If you keep talking about WWE, just gonna promote him even more.
They are. But I'm talking about Miz. Miz should be defending all his titles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but he's going to be in tag team match, so he's defending the U.S. title.
He should defend the U.S. title, too. All the titles should be on the line. McIntyre's Intercontinental should be on the line. Miz's United States Championship should be on the line. These titles aren't the United States and the Intercontinental title. They don't have any meaning because they rarely defended.
Yeah, well, I guess the reason they chose not to defend some of those titles because there's some big matches. They got Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, versus Vince McMahon, Triple H versus Sheamus. So they got some other. They're not gonna have time for all of that for some of these other matches.
They didn't, man. I'm telling you, they should have made these guys do double duty. You know.
Well, you know, these guys are new school. They don't do that.
Drew McIntyre, man, he shouldn't even be in this Money in the Bank match. There's 10 people. There's usually 8.
Man, I don't even want to talk about Drew McIntyre, to be honest with you. He's a bum.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He should defend his Intercontinental. He should even be in this Money in the Bank ladder match.
I don't even want to see him defend it. That's how much of a bum he is.
I know. I agree with you. He hasn't done anything to impress me.
I could be Intercontinental Champion right now.
I know. This guy lost twice, and he had, because he's Intercontinental buddy. Of course, this is because of the storyline. They wiped off his first two losses because Vince McMahon supposedly wiped it off, and then he finally lost to Undertaker for his first official loss.
And this guy, he's overrated. We've said it 100 of times before.
I know, but he's buddies with Triple H, so. And apparently Vince McMahon, so he's going to expect this guy to get a Sheamus push very soon. That's why he might be a dark horse to win the Money in the Bank.
I could see him winning it, but, let's move on, because I'm getting sick to my stomach talking about Drew McIntyre, please.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything.
I think we've been talking about him for like 10 minutes now. So
yeah, it seemed like it.
What's the next match?
Okay, there's the Sheamus versus Triple H match.
I'm thinking that's
credit Triple H for actually doing a mid card match. This is like the lowest card match he's did since him versus Undertaker or him versus Goldust in his earlier years. So. I give Triple H credit. He could have fought for the title like he always does, but hopefully Triple H will use this time to make his buddy, his workout buddy, win. So,
I think Sheamus is going to win that match.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree. Because he has to do his buddy a favor.
Yeah.
Because if Triple H beats Sheamus, nothing's going to happen. From this match was a waste of time. But if Sheamus beats Triple H, this will actually give Sheamus the momentum that he never had, even when he was the champion.
Yeah, and Triple H, he's had his share of WrestleMania wins, so I don't think he would get mad or he would feel bad if he lost to Sheamus.
Exactly. That's why Triple H has to make his buddy win.
Yeah, and that's why Sheamus will win.
Yeah, I agree. We are in 100% agreement from that.
Yeah.
I guess there's nothing else more to talk about that match.
No, move on. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Because Sheamus makes me, his pale skin makes me sick to my stomach also.
Yeah, he's boring.
Yeah, he needs a tan.
He definitely does.
I mean, the guy is white.
Well, I mean, he's just very pale. I mean,
pale white.
Yeah.
Like, Like what's like Casper almost? Casper the ghost, the friendly ghost.
You know what would make him more intimidating is if they shaved his head. Give him like that. Kind of look. That would make
him
more
like a cool a skinhead if he did that.
He'd look more meaner. But he's not intimidating at all. They need to do something to make this guy intimidating.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, I'm not scared of him because I think I could beat him up, but...
I think I could beat him up, too. The Mysterio think he could beat him up.
Yeah, this guy, he's nothing, man. He's just a big muscular Irish guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to, this guy's the worst WWE champion I could think of off the top of my head. This guy, I mean, I've never seen a guy win a title and no one cares about him.
What? Nope. I'll get asked a crazy question.
What is it?
Do you think that his pale skin, do you think it's a spray on? It doesn't look like it's spray on, but.
I don't know. It could be, for all I know.
Because I know back in the day, like, they used to powder Undertaker's face when he first came up.
Right.
WWE to make him look like, you know, a dead man.
Could be, maybe. I mean, maybe they're trying to, you know, be stereotypical because he's Irish. You know, they think he's, you know, going to be, they assume he's pale or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe.
You never know. It might be a gimmick.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean.
What's the next match?
Let me think. I guess we'll talk more. We'll talk about the championship and the Undertaker and that one afterwards. Let me think of other matches, other lower matches. There's
Shawn Michaels. You want to talk about other matches?
The lower matches.
CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio.
Right. Yeah, I think that's about the. After the Rey Mysterio one, we'll talk about the Unified Tag Team, and then we'll talk about, you know, the Champion and the Undertaker Shawn Michaels match.
Yeah.
And those are the more marquee matches.
CM Punk Rey Mysterio match. That match it has a lot of use to it. I see CM Punk coming, winning this match.
I think so too. Because there was rumors that it would be a mask, you know, a hair versus mask match. But that rumor wasn't true apparently because if Rey Mysterio loses, he joins the Straight Edge Society.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which could happen. That could happen.
It would be kind of interesting to see how Rey Mysterio would act if he was in the Straight Edge Society.
I think that will happen, probably.
But I don't think I ever found out what would happen if Rey Mysterio won. What would happen if Rey Mysterio won?
Nothing.
What's the point of the match? What does CM Punk get? I mean, what does CM Punk...
Mysterio to join the Straight Edge Society.
No, I mean, what does Rey Mysterio get? What, respect? That, you know, that he got retribution because he embarrassed him in front of his family? I guess that's... I guess that's what Rey Mysterio gets.
I have no idea. I know that if Rey Mysterio loses, then he might as well... I think he already has a shaved head under that mask already, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So he doesn't need to shave his head.
You think he'll unmask himself? You know, because CM Punk is his boss, would be his boss?
No.
Probably not. They would have to put in the stipulation.
Yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen, but I'm going with CM Punk on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with CM Punk too.
Okay.
And I like his gimmick change. Because, like Batista, you know, they changed them into heels. It made their characters more interesting.
Yeah. CM Punk, he's more, I don't know, yeah, he's better as a villain.
Yeah, he is.
So is Batista.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know if you saw the his promo on Monday.
Batista?
Yeah.
I could have, but I don't remember.
Yeah, man, it was great, man. It was like he was trying to. You could see his style. He's trying to emulate the Rock, like the WrestleMania 15 Rock when he got the sunglasses, the corporate champion Rock. You know.
Yeah,
he was kind of incorporating the walk of WrestleMania 19 when the heel. He's trying to emulate him. Of course, you know, The Rock is like years, you know, more talented than he is, you know. But Batista really did, you know, I gotta give Batista credit. He's actually making this match interesting.
Yeah, so talking about Batista, who do you think is going to win this match between him and John Cena?
I want Batista to win, you know, seeing as how this is his first ever WWE championship. And his gimmick change, I've been impressed with how his character, you know, evolved. And it kind of hides away his weakness as his mic skills. Because, you know, when he was a good guy, he talks and he laughs.
He's gotten better, though. He's gotten better on the mic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he was a good guy, he was, you know, being like, hey, guys, this is a great match. You can't really take him seriously, you know. He let Rey Mysterio and all these guys, you know, beat him up. And afterwards, in the end, he just Batista bombs or spears them, and it's over. I mean, that's how all his matches are, which is pretty much like John Cena's matches also. So his matches got boring, but now that he's a villain, he could dominate people like Goldberg and play. He's like really the animal now.
Yeah, but
so I want Batista to win, but you know the 10-year-old kids are gonna be happy when Cena wins the title again.
John Cena's gonna win it, man.
No doubt about it.
I mean, they like when John Cena has they like him when John Cena has the title in his hand. So
yeah,
John Cena's probably gonna reverse one of Batista's moves, put him in an attitude adjustment, and you know he wins the title 1-2-3.
And then he's going to put him in the attitude adjustment, and then he's going to make him tap up to the STFU.
I think he's going to do both moves? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think he will. He's going to make Batista tap out. Believe that.
He's going to just do the attitude adjustment, that's it.
He's going to do the attitude adjustment, and then he's going to make him tap out. That's what I think. To humiliate Batista.
Yeah, Batista has been doing a lot of trash talking to John Cena.
Yeah, man.
John Cena has been humble.
Yeah, but then in the end, Batista had his best promo ever. This was the best I've seen of Batista since he first challenged Triple H at WrestleMania 22.
Well, Batista, he's getting better. You know, he's getting better as a wrestler and as a promoter.
Yeah,
by promoting himself.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, he hasn't been that interesting since WrestleMania 22.
Yeah, and how old is the guy? The guy's like, what, 50 years old or something?
41, man. I thought this guy was younger than Triple H because they put him as the enforcer guy, like the guy like on the same level as Randy Orton when they were in Evolution.
Nah, man, this guy looks old. You could just tell.
Well, yeah, I could see it now. Now that I know his age. And plus, Batista, he looked like he lost weight. Maybe he's not doing, you know, allegedly he's not doing steroids anymore. You know, he looks more healthier. Not as he doesn't look as a cartoon character as he has in the past couple of years.
Yeah, and there was rumors that he was banging Melina.
Oh, yeah.
He's still banging her.
Yeah, reportedly she was John Morrison's ex-girlfriend, too.
Yeah, man. He put the Batista bomb on her.
Yeah, he did.
Now she's missing in action right now in WWE.
Yep.
But on to another former Evolution member, Randy Orton.
Right. The Legacy.
Yeah, Legacy.
Right, Legacy.
See, what would make this match interesting is if their fathers get involved in this match. Because this match is missing something. This match is boring. I mean, it looks like, I think this is the weak, right now, off the top of my head, the weakest match in the whole thing. Because
you're right, because we've seen it a number of times on Raw.
Yeah.
Like the 50th time he fights Legacy.
Yeah.
So that's why it's boring.
Yeah, this on paper looks like the most boringest match, right? As of right now.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
And I pray, but, I pray that the Money in the Bank doesn't get boring.
Randy Orton's gonna win this match.
Yeah, but if he wins, it's gonna be pretty much like Triple H beating Sheamus. This is the match that you're supposed to push the younger guy, the guys who's supposed to be the next guys, who's supposed to be the next championship contending guys.
Man,
so Cody
Rhodes and DiBiase, they've had their chance. I mean, Cody Rhodes, I mean,
but they never really had a shot. Think about it. They never had a shot, man, at the title. Man, please. The only thing they've done was win a tag team title. That's the only thing they've done. They've never had a championship, you know, push. They've been Randy Orton's lackey this whole time during the Evolution. This is Ted DiBiase's chance to shine right here. So that's why I'm hoping Ted DiBiase wins.
And John Cena's gonna win, man. I mean, Randy Orton. Sorry,
I think Orton's gonna win, but like the Triple H situation, if Randy Orton beats these guys, I mean, who cares? Randy Orton's better than both those guys combined.
And Randy Orton's gonna win this.
The only thing that would make this match interesting is if Ted DiBiase beats Cody Rhodes, because those guys, even though it's a triple threat. It's pretty much a handicap match right now, unless these guys turn on each other, which most likely they will.
Randy Orton's gonna win. Bottom line.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Randy Orton's gonna win, but one of these two guys should win. So because this will take those guys to the next level.
Nobody cares about DiBiase and Rhodes.
That's my point. If one of those guys beat Orton. Then people are gonna be like, "Oh, they beat Orton, man." Think about it. If Sheamus beat Triple H, that's gonna give Sheamus, especially if Sheamus whoops Triple H's butt, like Ultimate Warrior whooped Triple H's butt, you know, in WrestleMania 12. That would, you know, give Sheamus that, you know, that swagger that he desperately needs.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
And what do you think about the Unified?
Oh yeah, that match. That's gonna be the best match of the night.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, I think the Shawn Michaels Undertaker is gonna be the best.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Undertaker Shawn Michaels. What did you just say?
The Unified Tag Team titles.
Oh, I thought you said Undertaker. Undertaker version. Oh, the Unified Tag Team
Miz and the Miz Show versus Morrison and R-Truth.
I think R-Truth and Morrison might win. I mean, like, R-Truth disappointed me for what he did this past Monday by dancing in John Morrison's slow-mo intro. But he made up for it yesterday by coming out before John Morrison, and John Morrison came out. So John Morrison came out before him, right?
Right.
John Morrison introduced him to the ring.
Right.
So, but I think they're gonna put an upset tomorrow. They're gonna beat Show Miz.
I think it's possible. But then again, they need this time to show that Miz and Show is a real credible tag team.
Right.
So they only had the title for like what, a month or less than a month.
Yeah, Big Show has the title. I mean, if you go back all the way to Jericho, he's had the title for, you know, all this year already.
Well, yeah, but then remember he lost at what was it? The Elimination Chamber? No, not Elimination Chamber. He lost at what match was that? The table ladder and chair match.
He lost it to DX.
Yeah, I know, but he's been, like I said, if you go back to Jericho, he's had the title
for a long time.
Yeah, but
now he's trying to act like, you know, him and Miz are trying to act like they're the real, you know, formidable, they're the, like, the best tag team, you know, in WWE, in recent WWE history, when they've held the title for, like, maybe a month or two.
Man, I'm not buying this show, Miz. I think they're going to lose the title. Watch.
Yeah, I'm expecting, he should lose the title. I mean, the only way I see them losing the title is if Daniel Bryan, his NXT rookie, who he has beef with, you know, messes, you know, make them lose a match, and then that forces a United States Championship match between him and Miz.
Yeah.
But
it's Miz is a better wrestler by himself. He's not a good wrestler when he's tag teaming with someone, especially the Big Show.
And a funny thing, Morrison and R-Truth was talking about. That looks like Big Show is 0-10 at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then when I think about it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. I think he's never won.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
this guy is like
that streak
is going to
continue.
What you saying? Yeah.
That streak is going to continue.
Yeah, I think it might. Because, what's his name? Triple H. I mean, let me try to think. He lost to Undertaker when he tagged in the handicap match with A-Train,
mm-hmm.
you know, a.k.a. Prince Albert. He lost to Aki Bono, that sumo wrestler. He lost to Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
He lost to, of course, Cena. And then he lost last year against Cena and Edge. I can't think of a match that he won at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think he is winless at WrestleMania.
Yeah, the guy, he's going to watch. I'm telling you, him and R-Truth is John Morrison. They're going to defeat them. Because I'm not buying the Showman's tag team.
Yeah. Like I said, Miz got too many gold, man.
And his losing streak is going to continue. Watch.
Will Big Show ever win at WrestleMania?
Nope.
It looks like
Never.
It looks that way.
He's starting his own streak.
He's like the anti-Andre the Giant.
He's anti-Undertaker.
Yeah, anti-Undertaker too, right.
And let's go to that Undertaker match, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. That's probably going to be the biggest match next to the Vince McMahon versus Bret Hart match.
Right.
And I think Shawn Michaels is going to lose.
Yeah, I think so too. I do.
Unfortunately.
I want Shawn Michaels to win. I mean, generally speaking, I'm usually against the streak being broken, but I want to see Shawn Michaels continue his career, even though, you know, he's been thinking about retiring for the past couple of years, and Vince reportedly has been, you know, pursuing him out of retirement. But man, I want to see my dream match, man. The WWE Universe wants to see the dream match, man.
That's never gonna happen because I said, there's rumors that he's gonna retire. Shawn Michaels gonna retire, so this will probably be his last match. And
yeah, it looks that way.
Fortunately, he's gonna lose to Undertaker for the second year in a row.
Yeah, and if Shawn Michaels don't beat him, then it's gonna be either Shawn Michaels, Undertaker is gonna go undefeated for his career and retire, or some young guy like Sheamus or John Cena. Well, I mean, John Cena's not that young, but it's gonna be some guy who's slightly not worthy enough to beat him is gonna beat him.
Yeah.
If Shawn Michaels doesn't do it, then
I don't think Undertaker's gonna streak. His streak is ever gonna end. I think he's gonna retire with that streak.
It looks like.
But with being on the streak, and I just think Shawn Michaels is gonna lose. So I don't expect him to win tomorrow night. To be honest with you.
There would be no, if Shawn Michaels don't win, there'd be no point to it except that his career ends. And how ironic would it be that he ended Flair's WWE career 2 years ago, and now his career is on the line, and he's most likely going to lose, too.
And, you know, the thing about it, they keep saying that Shawn Michaels is Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Big matches that he's been in WrestleMania, he's lost.
He's lost. I know. That's all the more reason that he should win at WrestleMania. Because I'm like,
Undertaker should be Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Undertaker should be Mr. WrestleMania because Shawn Michaels only has like three big wins I could think of. The WrestleMania 12 against Bret Hart for his first ever WWE title. The let me try to think. The WrestleMania 10 against Razor Ramon. No, wait. Razor Ramon won that. My fault. Razor Ramon won that.
Yeah, WrestleMania 10.
Right. My fault. Right. So his only big matches I could think of was WrestleMania 12 when he won the title and Ric Flair. When
yeah, that's
him
about it.
Older Ric Flair at WrestleMania 24.
He's not Mr. WrestleMania, man. And this
yeah,
is going to be
sorry.
Another big match he's going to lose.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry, man. If he's Mr. WrestleMania, then The Rock's Mr. WrestleMania, too.
Nah. The Rock has had his fair share of losses at WrestleMania also.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Neither one of them is Mr. WrestleMania. Undertaker is Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... Shawn Michaels beat two legends, big Bret Hart and Flair.
Yeah.
But I mean, Rock beat Stone Cold and he beat whatchamacallit, Hulk Hogan.
Mhm.
Yeah, those are like the biggest guys. He beat Ken Shamrock and Rikishi when he was the Sultan. But his biggest matches were, of course, Hogan and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. They both had two major matches. Neither one of them should be Mr. WrestleMania.
Man, Undertaker's going to win, man.
That's
the bottom line.
Agree.
You agree with me, right?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I want my dream match to happen, but it don't look like it's going to happen.
Not going to happen.
That's the way it is, man. WWE screwed up.
Well, on to the biggest match of the biggest match of the night. Vince McMahon versus Bret Hart, which people have been looking forward to for 13 years.
Right.
So I think the Hitman's gonna win, of course. I mean, you can't expect Vince McMahon to beat him.
I know. It would be stupid.
15 years ago.
If Vince McMahon beats Bret Hart, even though Vince McMahon did say at the end of the show, you will get screwed. I mean, if Vince McMahon beats him, then this whole storyline was worthless.
He's gonna win. Everybody expects him to win, man. He's not gonna lose.
Yeah, I mean, if Bret loses, then this whole storyline was pointless because everybody came to see Bret Hart put Vince McMahon in the sharpshooter and make him tap out like a little wuss that he is. So,
I hope that Bret Hart comes out in his old clothes and.
According to this rumor I read on the thing, it looks like he's not going to do that because you know, it's a new beginning for him, you know, plus he's older and, you know. But it would be great. I hope it's fake. I hope the rumor isn't true. But,
yeah, I was going to say that. Then again, you read that on a message board, so can't trust these message boards. So.
Well, yeah, it was a message board and a link to, I think, an interview he had in a Canadian radio, but I didn't listen to it, so I don't know if it's true or not. But
I
throwing
hope
it
so.
Out there. I hope he does, because that would be real cool seeing him. You know, wear his old school pink and black. You know.
Pink and black,
clothes.
And the famous, those Bret Hart glasses that he used to come out with, you know, back in the day.
That would be cool.
But this WrestleMania, it looks like it's going to be a good one. I'm definitely going to watch it tomorrow with my brother, who's a big wrestling fan, so.
And, it looks like it's going to be real good.
Yeah.
Another one, The Edge versus Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to... Yeah, give me that match real quick because we only have 6 minutes left.
Well,
Edge versus Jericho,
I think
right?
Edge is, yeah, I think Edge is going to win.
I think... man, that's the tough one right there. Yeah, Edge is going to win that one. Yeah, I agree.
I think Edge is going to win. He won the tag team titles. Not the tag team title. Well, they did win they won the tag team titles together.
Yeah.
And then Big Show got hurt. I mean, not Big Show. Edge got hurt. And then that's when he picked his partner to be Big Show.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to be a real good match. So hopefully, I'm hoping Jericho wins, you know, but I think Edge is going to win.
Yeah, I see Edge. I don't see Edge losing at all. I mean, he just came back.
Yeah.
So they're ready to give him the title.
He won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So that pretty much feels that he's going to win it.
And we don't need to go over the Divas match because nobody really cares about the girls fighting, so.
Yeah, I mean, who cares who's going to win?
Yeah, WrestleMania starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So, and I think it's going to end at, it's going to be a 4-hour show or something. Now,
yeah, right? It is. And remember, it's going to be in Arizona, so it's 7 for us, but it's going to be like 4 p.m. for them. An afternoon WrestleMania.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to watch it. You said you're not going to watch it?
No, I think I'm going to check it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm pumped for this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
There are some matches that... Huh? What you said?
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a real good one. I mean, there are some stuff... There are some question marks, you know, but there's a lot of matches that has a lot of potential. Like the Bret versus Vince, I mean, they're both up there. So there's that possibility, and Brett's, you know, injury. It's not going to be a classic, but it'll be a great, hopefully, seeing Vince McMahon get his butt kicked.
Yeah.
And too many people in this Money in the Bank match. I mean, so with all these people, I mean, it might be whack, but
yeah,
I'm hoping that, you know, it'll be a great one also.
Yeah, tomorrow. Okay, there's 4 minutes left in the show. Real quickly, give me your take on the Jesse James cheating on Sandra Bullock. We have 4 minutes, so don't talk for like 10 minutes, all right? So give me your take on it real quickly.
Well, you know, it's messed up what happened. And ironically, Sandra Bullock was saying about the Tiger Woods incident weeks ago that if he was in a situation like that, he would have used a baseball bat and, you know, beat up on Tiger, but...
yeah.
I know it's kind of, you know, kind of ironic that, you know, she's in that situation.
How can you cheat on Sandra Bullock with a Nazi? I mean,
Sandra,
I mean, I'd bang her all day. Instead of banging that Nazi girl with all those tattoos, I mean.
Yeah.
That guy, he's a bastard, man.
Oh, yeah. And reportedly, his chopper company, he has like this, you know, that Triple H looking thing?
Yeah.
Thing that's like a Nazi. It's very similar to the looks. Very similar to that Nazi thing that cross looking thing that, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I mean,
he said that it's not a Nazi thing. You know, it's, you know, he's a historian or whatever.
Man, he's a liar.
And there was some stuff. They said that there might have been photos of him wearing a Nazi hat. Also, I don't know if it's true. I never seen it, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's just kind of fishy for him, you know, if he's not racist to be with that, you know, not too loving chick.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that more next week about the Jesse James situation. And real quickly, are you for this new health care reform bill? Are you against it or for it? Yes or no?
Oh, it looks like a good idea. I mean, you know, I don't know everything about the bill, but it looks like it's a good thing on paper from what I know of. But
yeah, a lot of these Republicans are against it, and conservatives are against it, but I'm for it. So,
yeah, I mean, it looks like a good deal to me. I mean, unless they know something I don't know, it looks like a great deal. I mean, sure, they're gonna have to pay more money. Richard will have to pay more money for it, but. They got more money, so.
See, they help more people get health insurance, so that's all I have to say. But, our time is up. You know, I'll be back next week on IMAX. So, for me, McCoy Matthew, and my boy, Willie Boy, on the line, we'll see you next week.
What's up?